Emptying out to now. In 1988, I had the great good fortune of participating in a group therapy process. I had finally clued into a trauma I'd experienced as a child and was recognizing how formative, in limiting as well as in empowering ways, it had been. I've been a highly insightful person since I was a child. This was no different. Within days of entering what became an 8-week profound and liberating healing process, I had this insight, quietly, shared with no one, inside of my own awareness. It was a determination, a potent commitment, born of some depth of wisdom so deep inside and or beyond myself. I will empty out everything stored in me from past, and I will learn how to process my experience in real time so that I never accrue a past again. In my innocence, some 20 plus years ago, I had already understood the core of this illumination. This is what we must do now, each of us and all together. We must learn how to empty out our pasts, and we must learn in tandem with this, for the principles are the same, how to never accrue a past again. For it is only through the pure, clear filter of the now presence that we are able to respond to now energy, to new opportunity, to life. Any filter of past inside of us colors how we perceive the present. It's like wearing glasses. We perceive all opportunity through the filters that remain inside of us. We think, this is me, yet it's not. This is past. To clarify, you, I, we will always have a framework of what happened in our past, yet when we fully digest all that we have experienced, it is just this, a framework of facts. There is no lingering emotion invested in it. There is no dead weight. So how do we empty out our past? And how do we digest our present so that we never again accrue a past? Let's explore these vibrant, life-giving questions one at a time. Triggers. What happens inside of you as you read this word? Triggers. Do you feel numb, unmoved, nonplussed? Do you react? Are you quizzical as to what this word means? Or do you read it and maintain a quiet equilibrium, a quintessential neutrality? Triggers, like so many vital elements in the workings of life, are enormously misunderstood in non-shamanic cultures, cultures that rely primarily on the ego mind for orientation, rather than opening to and exploring the dreamtime realms of the beyond ego mind. Most likely, you perceive triggers as something bad, something to be avoided at all cost, something that stirs up the guck inside of you, something that interferes with your plans, something that somehow embarrasses you, something that knocks you completely out of control, something that you do not understand. Triggers are among the most powerful and ultimately effective ways the universe interrupts your patterns. When you know how to recognize what triggers actually are, and how to constructively co-create with them, that is. Accidents, illnesses, and deaths are the major other ways the universe interrupts ego's rutted, soul-denying patterns. The universe is another way to describe omnipotent consciousness beyond our limited perception. Triggers are an incredibly elegant method the universe utilizes for inviting you to empty out your past. Largely overlooked for their enormous potential in effecting relief, once you know how to engage constructively with them, they are sublimely elegant in their remarkable efficiency for emptying out. What are triggers? What are they? When something in your now experience resonates in the same pitch as something in your undigested past soup that lies fossilized within you, you experience being triggered. What is actually happening? Just like tuning forks aligning into coherence with each other, the now experience is calling awake the latent, dormant past in you. It is singing it alive. It is mobilizing it. Only when the past is mobilized, is defossilized, is liberated from its stratified slumber, is it agile and able to flow out of your system? Is it available to be excreted? Think of it. This may seem really gross, and yet it's effective for illuminating a vital point. When food becomes impacted inside your intestinal tract and your colon, what does it take to make it available to be excreted? If the now opportunity, meaning digesting the most recent meal before the next digestion task comes down the pipes, is missed. Something laxative is needed to mobilize it. This very same principle is true with liberating old past in you. Something needs to laxatively mobilize it. This is what a trigger is, what it does. It's like an enema. It mobilizes the compacted past. This is where you come in. As you learn, as you become proficient in recognizing when you are triggered and knowing how to effectively respond to this, you will successfully empty out your past. This is not messy when you learn how to ride through it with grace, which is what I'll impart to you here. Learning how to ride the bull, how to roll up your sleeves and become your trigger's adept assistant, is akin to noticing when a woman is going into labor. And intuitively and or through application of your prior wisdom, intuitively is you in application of God's grace, you take the appropriate, actively responsive steps to midwife the baby to life. Knowing how to effectively, constructively respond when you are triggered is like being your own midwife. I will teach you how to do this. I will remind you this, reconnecting you with your own ancient, innate, archaic wisdom. I can tell you this, this is better than a bowel movement. It is better than the incredible lightness of being you feel after throwing up when your body is sick. This is better than orgasm, for this freedom lasts.